I can't imagine anything more intimidating than auditioning for this role. There's actresses that are auditioning to play Madonna in her biopic, but they have to go through a legit boot camp. So if you want to try out, it has a boot camp with 11 hours of choreography training with Madonna.
That makes sense.
She has to approve that you dance like her. And then it's going to require readings with her and a singing audition.
You know, honestly, this is a project that's going to be big. Everybody's going to go see it from our age group, right? It's something that's going to live on for years. But if you were the person that actually was going for the role, I'm not sure it's one you actually want to get.
Right.
That's the tough part about it, because Madonna has no experience as a director, no experience as a movie writer, right? It's her life. Is it ever going to be good enough? Based on everything that she did in her career, I'm not sure that anybody can measure up.
I can't imagine anything more terrifying than Madonna yelling at you that you're not doing impressions of her correctly.
You're not Madonna enough.
Right.
You're not Madonna enough for me. Cut, 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 cut. You're not Madonna enough for me.
But if you were going to do a biopic.
Yes.
Who would you be? Who do you think that you got it? You can do the mannerisms. You can totally be them.
I'm going to be Vince Vaughn, of course, you know, because I look somewhat like him. If you could just make me taller.
Mm-hmm.
All right. A little bit thinner, a little bit better hairline at this point. Although I think a lot of that is probably glue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then we'll get messed up. We'll make a few bad decisions. You know, we'll have some fun. Huh?
It's funny you said that. Somebody had written on our Instagram the other day. He looks so much like Vince Vaughn. I was like, oh, here we go again. People always say that about you.
Who are you going to play?
I mean, obviously, I play Marilyn Monroe, and I don't even have to answer to her because she's dead. So, like, I just gotta get up there.
You're not Vince Vaughn enough for me to play Marilyn Monroe.
What? That doesn't even make sense. I would be a great Marilyn Monroe. Diamonds are a... Okay, maybe not. If you're a realtor, what's the strangest thing you've encountered when you're showing a house? 1-800-330-9999. Raven, a video is going viral of a real estate agent that took their buyers through a home that wasn't for sale.
Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh.
But the craziest part is that the owner was watching the whole thing on her Ring camera.
Oh, can you imagine?
Yeah, here's what happened.
They are standing in the driveway looking at my house. I'm thinking maybe there's some religious group. The guy let himself in through the back door and is now opening my front door from inside and letting all of the additional four people into the house.
I mean, are these like, if it's a condo and an apartment, you know what I mean?
Oh,
you go to the wrong door. Single family house, freestanding house.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Single family. I mean, when the lockbox isn't anywhere,
right.
Like that should probably be your first clue, you know?
if you have to go to the back door, if you have to scale any sort of ivy, like, you know, lattice on the side of the house or climb in through a window, yes, that would normally be some sort of indication.
For many, many years, I was a realtor, and my realtor stories are when you go through somebody's house and they're not there,
right.
It is the strangest thing in the world. But two stories stick out in my mind.
Hmm.
I was showing a house, and it was a very expensive house. I'm talking like, I think it was listed like $2.2 million.
Okay.
Okay.
So serious house.
It was a serious house. And now, you know, I do all the things I'm supposed to do, and I was young. And I call, I make the appointment, I get the confirmation, the whole thing. I show up, right? And we're walking through the house, and the house is beautiful, and we're having a conversation, all that. And I swear I smell smoke, right? I'm like, and I'm like, all right, you know, well, maybe they smoke in the house, like,
sure. You
know, whatever. So now we're going upstairs, and the buyers are walking around, and I go into the master, and like, we're looking at the master, and the door is closed in the bathroom. And I open the door, and there was a man sitting on the toilet smoking. And I screamed and I closed the door. And the guy was just like, oh, sorry. I go, we've been in this house for 20 minutes. 20 minutes you heard us in this house. Like, you didn't say, let me get off this toilet?
They were
like,
hiding in it? They were hiding in the toilet, thinking it'd be the one place that they wouldn't, you know, check. I guess use the guest room bathroom, maybe.
We beelined out of that house.
I mean, was it the owner?
I guess. Like, you would think, like, somebody would call. Like, I left, like, a voicemail for,
nothing.
Like, the realtor.
No information later.
Nothing. No, like, completely. Like, it was totally normal that your seller sitting in there smoking a cigarette.
I do remember my first house it was actually my second house, but I remember when we went, it was my wife and I's first house. We went, and we went to look at it, and the guy, we had, same thing, we had an appointment, the lockbox was on there, all these different things, and the realtor opens the door, and all of a sudden the door slams in front of our face, and there's this guy in a towel who had just jumped out of the shower or something, apparently. We ended up buying that house, strangely enough.
Did
we didn't
you?
See it that day, though.
Oh, that's weird. weird.
Yeah.
One other time, you'll love this one. I went to go show a house, and it was a 70s house could be.
Yeah.
Shag carpet.
Nice.
Everything was outdated. Linoleum, all that.
Wood paneling.
Oh,
I love that.
It was so 70s. But massive religious objects everywhere.
Really?
Massive, right? And I'm like, oh, you know, whatever. Like, yeah, you're into God. Do your thing. Like,
sure.
Whatever.
Right.
We go up into the bedroom. And it's all like the boudoir pictures. Am I saying that word right?
Boudoir.
Boudoir.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Like the sexy, sexy photos.
Nice.
Of the husband and the wife, but so awkward and also very 70s. It was 2015.
I mean, in that house, there was no velvet painting of Jesus in the bedroom because you want Jesus in the bedroom.
Well, not in this bedroom. There wasn't. There was something else going on there.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 What's that thing that drives you nuts? Here's your chance to get it off your chest. 1-800-330-9999. Raven, if you complain that you have to turn down your hearing aid because the children are too loud, that's all I need to know about you.
Hearing aids are tricky things, man. I mean, I know that if you sit like in a certain area or a spherical like zone of it or whatever, like, you know, you're dealing with the fact that it's going to have up and down volume all the time, especially if you don't have good ones. What happened?
We were at a Mexican restaurant for dinner last night, mm-hmm. and we had Dakota, my toddler,
okay,
who was
right.
very loud. And randomly, she screams at the top of her lungs for no apparent reason whatsoever.
I mean, she's a toddler.
She's a toddler.
They do that stuff.
That's why we go to dinner at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. But here's the problem with going to dinner at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, if you're 80, you also go to dinner at that time.
Absolutely.
It's a late dinner.
Now, you think in our head, like, you know, I think, like, I'm by going early, I'm making it better for everybody because mm-hmm. you don't have to listen to my screaming toddler. But there was an elderly woman who sat behind us, and Dakota was just doing her thing, being quiet, and then all of a sudden she lets out one of her screams for no apparent reason.
Right.
You know, and I do the mom thing, no, quiet, you know, and I try to calm her down
sure.
or whatever. And Paul scoops her up, my husband, and like takes her out of the restaurant to calm her down or whatever. But we go back, the lady comes and she taps Paul on his shoulder, and Paul turns around and says, yes? And she goes, I turned down my hearing aid so that I didn't have to hear your daughter scream anymore.
Mm.
And I wasn't really sure what the response to that would be.
Right. Thank you for sharing.
Right. So Paul goes, okay, but I don't think she's going to scream again. We talked about it. Like, she's good now, you know,
right.
which is a lie.
I mean, right.
we,
I mean she could scream at any time.
We
right.
can't control her.
Yeah.
We do the best we can. But
right.
Like, I mean, she's three. Like, we're just trying to survive, you know?
Right.
And then the woman calmly turned around and went back to her seat. And I was like.
Like, I mean, who makes that comment?
I don't
like,
know.
I mean, if you turned it down, great. Good
right.
for you.
So,
don't have to share, right?
Like,
nobody cares.
What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
All right. That's all I need to know about you.
Wow.
Yeah.
When you sent me the photo, because Anna did send me a photo
yesterday.
I
immediately took a picture.
And you had an arrow pointing down, and I was thinking, I honestly thought that the guy sitting behind that lady
yeah.
was Larry David in the window, and that's why you were sending it to me.
No.
That's
I
what I thought.
Because I'm a toddler myself, I took a picture of the woman and
yes.
sent it to Raven. Yeah.
That's right.
I was
going
to leave that part out.
If you're swerving all over the road, like you've got like a lowered Lamborghini, and you're just driving a regular sedan. You're just trying to dodge manhole covers. That's all I need to know about you. This is not the Daytona 500. You don't have to warm up your tires or whatever it may be. If your car is like, I mean, seriously, if it's over like 3 inches over the road, you can just drive around manhole covers. You can just drive over them. You're going to be fine. Unless the manhole cover is not actually on the manhole, then you're going to be fine.
Why? People are just like swerving around them?
I love it when you get behind somebody and if they act like they're driving a $1 million vehicle. Just take your butt up the road. I mean, just, oh, look, here's another manhole cover. Let me get all the way in the other lane. Let me get into, you know, oncoming traffic here because I'm worried that I might, I don't know, damage my shocks. It's the strangest thing.
Yeah. All right. What's the thing that drives you nuts? You could always call or text 1-800-330-9999. Why is it trending? Top three things that are trending today. Start with the Batman, Raven.
If this continues, it won't be long before you've nothing left.
I don't care what happens to me.
Big weekend for that. I feel like everybody was watching the Batman.
Producer Sean saw it.
Producer Sean, thumbs up or thumbs down? How was it?
He said that it might be the best Batman ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what he said. He said it was darker. He said it's not, it doesn't feel necessarily like the other Batman movies, but that it's a, more like a crime movie that Batman happens to be in.
I felt like everybody was bragging that they were going to see the Batman, but then nobody reported back after. And then I was like, I don't know.
Did they actually go? Right. Yeah, did they show up? Right.
It was the second biggest pandemic opening since the pandemic started. So it was $128 million. Mm-hmm. The only person movie that beat them was Spider-Man.
Which makes a total, you know, a ton of sense.
Yeah.
It's like a $1 billion film, Spider-Man. So
yeah. Robert Pattinson as Batman, Zoe Kravitz as Catwoman, and I guess it's awesome. I guess people are pumped about it.
Well, they're saying it's good. It's dark, just so you know.
Also trending, Wordle. Why is Wordle trending? Because it's trending every single day lately. Mm. If you're not familiar with the game, it's basically like Words with Friends, except you don't have to have any friends, which is very convenient.
It's nice for some of us.
Yeah. Right. Players have six attempts to guess the five-letter word, and it started off kind of like this cult thing, and then it blew up. Now, everybody plays Wordle every single day. I played it once. I was like, oh, I'm good. But even last night, like, my husband had it under the table, and he was playing it, and, and then I looked over, and my cousin was playing it, too.
Wow.
And the weird part about it is that it kind of spans all generations, because even, like, my 13-year-old daughter is into it, trying to guess. Like,
it's the pickleball of your phone.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I'll hear her yell from upstairs, Mommy, is Brime a word? I'm like, I don't know. But they have a new game now that's coming out as well, and it's called Hurdle.
All right.
And it's the music version of Wordle. And
okay.
The players have to guess song titles by listening to short clips of the song's intro.
Oh, I should be good at that.
You should be great at that.
I probably won't play it.
Raven went on Shazam. He, like, auditioned to be on it.
So close, right there. Yeah, it didn't work out in the end. I guess just I wasn't the character they were looking for because, you know, you have to do a little bit of acting with those shows. That's what they want. Those people are, when they walk around, you see people on game shows that they're over the top. They're not actually usually that enthusiastic. That's right. Just something that they turn up for the show.
Yeah. And also trending today is American Idol. It's back for season 20 on Sundays. Auditions were last night. Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, Luke Bryan. Here is one of the guys.
My name is Christian Guardino. I'm 21 years old, and I'm from Long Island, New York.
I'm singing this song for you.
Wow.
So much talent. You know, and the fun
There's
part,
still singers out there, right?
Oh, my gosh.
It's kind of amazing.
You know, I think about this all the time because, like, let's be honest. Like, the American Idol winners and, like, the... They haven't gone very far. It's not like,
lately.
Not lately.
I mean, before it seemed like everybody was a huge deal, right?
Yes.
You had Daughtry and Carrie Underwood and Kelly Clarkson and and Jennifer Hudson and then, you know, and then after that you're kind of like, all right, who else?
Right.
You know what I mean?
And it's sad.
Takes a minute.
Because there is so much incredible talent.
Sure.
And you see it right on that show, but I guess we'll see.
Yeah, yeah. Good luck, kid.
Ugh. Did you ever get a surprise bill? What was it for? 1-800-330-9999. Raven, I felt so helpless and taken advantage of.
No, what happened?
It was a $140 bill because I had to pay a $25 parking ticket.
You know what, though? I mean, I can't give you a lot of sympathy on this.
Oh, wait till you hear the story.
All right, tell me about it. All right, because you do play parking lot roulette. You have done that. You've confessed that before.
Yes, I do. So background, sometimes I don't pay for parking when I go places if it has, like, meter. And if they catch me, then I pay the bill, like, whatever. And maybe this is karma. Maybe this is karma coming back at me. But the way it happened wasn't cool. I got a parking ticket at a mall.
Mm-hmm.
I never got the parking ticket. Right? The actual physical parking
Such
ticket.
Such a strange thing to get one at the mall, too, right? When you're going to shop.
It's so odd.
Right.
So
it's private property.
I didn't know anything about this. So now, time goes by. I don't know anything. Like, I'm clueless.
So you never knew that you had a ticket?
No, I had no clue.
Yeah.
So I get my, I lease my car, and I get the statement, and it says that I have an additional charge of $140. So I'm like, what is this?
Right, what is that?
Yeah. So I call... And they're like, it's stemming from a parking ticket on July 17th of 2021. I go,
I mean, parking
what?
Tickets are typically like 10, 20 bucks or something.
So I go, I never got a parking ticket on that day. And they're like, yes, and this is all the late fees. So I go to fight it. I'm like, no, you need to, like, show me. Because I this is also something I didn't know.
Hmm.
If you have a lease, right,
yeah.
And you don't pay your ticket, they bill the car owner, the dealership.
Because they're the registered.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, I guess. Okay.
So... This ticket was for $25.
Yep.
And then, because I didn't pay it within a week, it went to $50. And then I didn't pay it for a month because, of course, I don't know it exists.
Sure.
It goes to $100. Now, my car maker gets the ticket, finally pays it, pays the $100, and charges me a $40 fee for not paying a ticket. A ticket that was never on my car.
You're fortunate you didn't end up in prison. Them notifying you. I mean, anything could have happened, right?
So I had to call the city, and I had to tell them, from going forward, if this ever should happen, can you please send a ticket directly to my house? And they actually agreed to do that.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
That is weird.
But
what am I supposed to do?
Call every town in the state and say, hey, if I ever get a parking ticket.
I mean, how about just pay for parking? Like most people do when they do that. I mean, you used to do that when you were a good person. And this is like the one thing in your life that play this dangerous game.
It's karma. That's what happens. It's karma.
I did get a bill one time. I remember, I hadn't heard anything about it. And the funny thing is the only time that I heard about the bill was I received a phone call from somebody I knew when I was like in junior high.
Yeah.
And my first instance thinking is, you know, at that point, I'm around 30 years old. I thought somebody died. I mean, what is this person reaching out to me for, calling me for after all these years? And I called, and it turned out that I had a tax bill from my motorcycle that when I first got the tax bill, it was like $88. You know, it had been like close to 15 years.
Yeah.
It cost me $1,800 to pay that tax bill.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
$1,800 to pay that tax bill.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And to be honest, like it had not impeded my life in any way because I had a co-signer on that loan. And this was the person who had co-signed for me. But I mean, of course, they did me a solid when I needed it. It was like the end of high school. So they did me a solid right then. So I couldn't delay. So I had to pay it like immediately, too, because I felt terrible. Yeah. You know, I was like, oh, my gosh, this person's being denied things because of me. $1,800.
Surprise bills are the worst.
Oh, they are.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. What was yours for? I never got that parking ticket. If I would have gotten it and it was on my windshield, I immediately would have paid it in the car through whatever website was listed on that ticket.
I mean, I believe you. I'm the person that as soon as the bill shows up, I typically pay it. As a matter of fact, to my detriment, a lot of times my wife says, don't pay certain bills that show up because they're wrong.
Mm.
And I just pay them anyways. She's like, they never give you the money back.
Yeah. That $25 parking ticket I never received ended up costing me $140 in late fees. What was the biggest surprise bill that you ever got? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
Oh, it was $5,000 that I owed. I had to go to the emergency room at the hospital, and they didn't do anything. They were just like, you know, they shined some light in my eyes and like, you look okay. Sent me on my way, and then I got a $5,000 bill from the hospital. And as everybody kept telling me, listen, just hold out, and they'll cut it in half. But yeah, they just kept pursuing me. They still call me.
After I had Hayden, my older daughter, I had to be readmitted to the hospital 3 days later after I got released. And I thought that they had sent me the same bill twice because I wasn't thinking that it's two separate hospital stays.
Right. You figure it's a follow-up or something, right?
Yeah, it was a mistake. They resent the same bill. So I only paid one. I didn't pay the other. Well, sure enough, like 2 weeks later, I get a call and another letter saying that they're going to cut the second bill in half if you're facing financial, whatever. And I go, what are they talking about? And then I realized they negotiate with you. I had no idea that that happened with these medical bills. You're kind of right by not paying it, which sounds terrible.
I've been told by people in billing for medical that they double bill all the time.
Yes.
It's a matter of practice, as a matter of fact. Some places are more aware of it than others. Some places it's just incompetence, but they do it all the time. They told me, never pay a bill when it first arrives.
Right.
Never.
I got
healthcare.
A check back from one of the hospitals. Turned out that they had double billed me, and I double paid it. I had no idea.
Hey, Anna and Raven, most money you ever owed. Who's it to, and what happened?
Well, okay, so I had this side job, and I didn't realize they weren't taking taxes out. Like, at the time, I didn't know how it all worked. I ended up owing taxes of, like, it was more than that, actually, but $5,000.
That happened my first year in real estate. You're supposed to put money aside for your quarterlies and whatever.
Oh, you didn't do any of that?
Oh, I didn't do it. I was like, they would just give me the check. I'd be like, this is so much money. This is great. What are people complaining about? I was so young and dumb.
And greatest life ever. I'm going to be wealthy.
Yeah, I was like, this is great. And then we got that first tax bill. I was like, oh, my God.
Honey, we got to sell the car.
Right?
They're going to put me in jail. They're going to put me in actual prison. Tana and Raven, what's the most money that you owed and what happened?
Well, I guess my sister, she's a lot older than me. She, when I moved into my first apartment in college, she lent me like $6,000 to live on campus in these apartments. And I obviously didn't have it. I have never paid her back. And she even has like mentioned it kind of in passing and jokingly, but like she knows I haven't paid her back and I definitely haven't paid her back.
How long has it been?
Years. I mean, since I graduated college. Oh my God.
Like 3 years eight years. Pay your sister back.
Wow.
That's a lot of time.
8 years by now. You should be on your feet enough to have that money coming in. Maybe a payment plan or something.
I just haven't yet.
1-800-330-9999. What was that bill that you got that you didn't see coming and man, it stunk? There's nothing worse than getting a surprise bill. You didn't see it coming. It just showed up and now you owe somebody money. It's so annoying, right?
Yeah.
1-800-330-9999. What was that surprise bill that showed up?
I never registered my home security system. Apparently, there's a charge for when the police show up for like a false alarm.
Oh, yeah, of course.
We were never registered. And so the police came because the system malfunctioned, knocked on the door for a second. We're like, oh, sorry, never said anything. And then we're getting like this bill. And so we had to pay.
What was the bill? How much was it?
$175.
You know, my dad. So my dad has restaurants. And every time that the police have to come out for a false alarm, it's so much money. So anytime you hear like one of the alarms go off, everybody freaks out at the restaurant.
Nobody actually believes that there's a crime being committed, that something bad's happening. Everybody's just automatically mad that we're going to get a charge.
Absolutely.
Right. I get that. Yeah.
You hear my dad screaming in the back, $50, shut it off.
And Ann Raven, what was that surprise bill you got? How much was it?
It was $20,000.
Oh, my gosh.
And yeah. I was listening to Anna saying, young and foolish. Yes, I got married 9 days before the end of the year, and I had paid my taxes, but my now ex-husband had not.
Oh.
They put a lien on me because I was married to him. When I questioned why, they said, path of least resistance.
Oh, my gosh.
That is awful.
What a rat. And that's terrible that the town can do that, too. But that's what a rat.
Yeah.
To this day, he still is.
I'm sure.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That surprise bill you got, what was it for?
So the last surprise bill that I received, unfortunately, I was pretty young and got married very young. It didn't last too long, probably about a couple years. And then once we got divorced, I finally checked my credit score. I found out I had 2 credit cards and an open cell phone bill that I had no clue about. Totaled out to be like $2,400 when it was all said and done with late fees.
Oh, man. Gosh. Yeah. Identity fraud's the best, right? And when it's somebody in your house that's stealing it from you or was in your house at one point, that's even better.
Right. Oh, man. Late fees should be illegal.
So
my gosh.
Oh. No, you have to pay on time. Mm. No. You pay on time and you don't, you know, take out loans on things that you're not going to pay.
$2,400. Get out of
here. Right.
Well, right.
Right.
Yeah. Anna and Raven, what was your surprise bill?
Yeah, I have a few, actually. It was a few years ago. My stepson was at his dad's, got his fingers caught in a door, and ended up going to the hospital. About 6 months after that, me and the wife got almost a $1,200 bill for x-rays and medical.
Primary residence, right? Mom's the primary, right? You get whacked for that.
Yeah, different state, though.
Ah! Oh.
Different states.
I mean, if your kid's out of the zip code, if he's in a different state with the other blood parent, right? Bill the dad, right? I'm with you. It seems like Bill the dad in that case.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Most money you ever owed. What was it for and how much was it?
So actually, it's not how much I owed. It's how much people owe me. I am the maid of honor at my best friend's wedding this summer, and we have a getaway that's planned, and 6 of the other like bridesmaids, they all owe me $500 each, and nobody has paid me yet.
Oh,
and they've known about it for like 3 months.
Oh,
yeah. I love it when people just feel like, oh, well, I got away with it so far. What are they going to do? Yeah.
Mm.
Gosh,
right. It's like awkward. Like, how do you ask for it? It's weird.
You Venmo request. That's the new way to politely ask people for
money. Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. You just have to find them, but I would do it.
I might do that. Thank you.
Calling this candle roulette. You know, I don't know who makes up the names of candles, because 9 times out of 10, it doesn't smell anything like the title actually is.
Well, I think the problem is now there's just so many candles, so many scents. Like back in the day, there was like cinnamon and vanilla, and it was like Christmas tree, and that was it. And now there's like 1,000 candles.
So my husband brings home this candle, and he like lights it, and I'm looking at it, I go, what is this? He's like, oh, I don't know. I didn't smell it. I go, why did you buy it? And it's called Tulum. He's like, well, remember we went to Tulum one time and you loved
beautiful
it there?
Beautiful place.
Yeah, he was like, so I figured you'd like it. I go, but you didn't smell it? Like, what did Tulum smell like? I don't know. Sunscreen and beach? It did not smell like that.
I just remember feeling a little bit dehydrated on that tour, man.
So what I've done is I've purchased 3 candles, okay? Each of you has a candle. Producer Sean, producer John, and Raven. I've instructed you guys not to look at the name of the candle. I would like for each of you to smell it. These are different scents. Mm-hmm. Describe the smell and then guess what it's called, okay? And then we'll reveal. Yeah.
Who's starting?
Producer John, you can go first.
Okay. All right. That's definitely vanilla, right?
Mm-hmm. There's some vanilla in there, is what you're saying?
Some kind of, I think it's birthday cake. Is it a birthday cake?
Pretty close. Check what it's called.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Frosted cupcake, yeah.
Pretty close.
Wow.
Nice job.
Okay. Well done. Well done, Johnny.
It even looks like it has some sprinkles on it.
All right. Yours was pretty easy. But
say that a victory.
Yeah, I'll give that one to you. All right, Sean, your turn.
Okay. It smells like every candle I've ever smelled in my life.
What?
Sean's got the
cloth
one.
It's got that weird lavender smell usually, that fake lavender. Yeah, I'm going to go with like a lavender almost here.
All right.
What do you think it's called?
I think it's called, I'm going to call it blue lavender because it's blue and it smells like lavender.
What's it called?
Sapphire Sky.
What is Sapphire Sky? That's a made up name.
No idea, but sapphire is blue, isn't it?
I guess, but that's because the candle is blue. You can't give him that one.
All right.
Yeah.
So does sapphire smell like lavender?
Sapphire doesn't smell like anything. It smells like a lot of money. Yeah.
It's stone. All right, let me see here. What do I have here? I put mine upside down so I couldn't see the name here.
Okay.
Okay, this is like it's light. It's kind of like it's clean. It smells kind of like I'm gonna go with lavender sheets, clean sheets.
Clean sheets.
I'm gonna go with
lavender is such
hanging
a
sheets,
right now.
Hanging sheets or something like that.
Let's see.
And it's called English cucumber.
Like what is that? English cucumber.
So far off.
Like, is an English cucumber different than an American cucumber?
It must be. It must be.
And it clearly smells like lavender sheets. Can you imagine? It
smells like fresh linens.
Yeah.
It's the Gain, and they're out on the clothesline right now.
Here's what I know for good. The rest of the year, the studio is going to smell really good. It's going to smell like Sapphire Sky. Did you ever ruin a surprise party? What happened? 1-800-330-9999. Raven threw a semi-surprise party for his wife, Alicia, this past weekend, which I've never heard of in my life.
Here's the thing, is that my wife pays attention to virtually everything that I'm doing. She's very aware of her surroundings, knows what's going on in the house, knows what's going on the Amazon, knows what's going on with my, again, my calendar, everything. So if I want to put anything together, she's immediately going to become suspicious, or she's going to need to know something about it, right? The other thing was that I kind of blew her birthday last year. You know, this pandemic was still going on. I got a stern talking to after her birthday last year that more decor would be required moving forward and that I should have been more thoughtful on that. And you know what? I took it to heart.
Okay.
It really drove the point home for me. So I threw her an elaborate party over the weekend, and it was a great time, great party. Thank you to everybody who came, and she said it was the best birthday of her life. But, again, had I not told her that and just had this hole in the schedule, she probably would have thought I was having an affair.
All right.
Or something like that.
So you had to tell her that that was the day of her party.
She knew when it was going to be the day, and she knew, like, you know, where it was going to be. She didn't know anybody that was coming. She didn't know, you know, how nice it was going to be, and so she knew none of those things.
Interesting.
But I'll tell you what, she nearly ruined it, though. So, of course, I get everybody there at a certain time because she says there's no way I'm going to miss the first hour of my own party. I'm not coming late. So she's like, come 15 minutes into it. Everybody was there on time. Everybody was already hitting the bar. It was a great time. They're all jacked up to scream happy birthday when she walks in. and she walks in and takes a left right into the bathroom to check her hair, then goes to the suite, checks her. I'm like, it was like 8 minutes later.
Oh, that's
nearly ruined the, I mean, the semi-surprise. She did it herself.
I don't like surprise parties. I'll be honest. I'm not like your wife. I'm a control freak.
Yeah.
And I just don't like the idea of people planning something for me, because then I immediately start thinking, well, who did you forget to invite?
Right.
Like I worry about all those things.
Many of those questions came up. There were plenty of times I had to tell her to just stay in her lane.
Yeah.
She wanted to talk to me. She even had to do the centerpieces.
It's a semi-surprise. Yeah.
Yes.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Did you ruin a surprise party, or did you have the surprise ruined for you?
I was in the family room doing some stuff. My husband had his laptop open on the couch, and his email was up, and something caught my eye because there's like a bunch of emails that looked all the same, and they all said RSVP, and I was like, what is that? And I realized everyone's RSVPing for the Evite for my surprise birthday party.
Oh, no.
That stinks, but think about how much better that is than an affair. So much better.
So much better.
Oh,
so
my much God. Better. He's such a great husband.
I felt really bad.
Right.
He's the best.
Did you tell him that you knew, or did you keep it a surprise?
I didn't initially tell him, but, like, I kind of wear my... I can't hide stuff very well, so, like, what, as it got closer to the party, he just flat out asked me, he's like, do you already know? Because I don't remember, I said something, I don't remember what I said, but I said something that gave him the idea that I might know, and so I just confessed at that point, and he's like, okay, who told you? I was like, well,
was it a good time? Did you have fun?
No, it was a great time. It was a great time.
Raven threw his wife a semi-surprise party this weekend, which I'd never heard of it. She knew that the date, she knew where it was, but she didn't know anything else because she's a control freak. And I guess, because I'm the same way.
She's a crazy person. Yeah. If I hadn't told her something somewhere, she would have been like, we need counseling or something. Like, it would have been next level type crazy in my house.
Surprise parties are tough, though, because there's always somebody that ruins it. Mm-hmm. There's always the anxiety. Are you going to be the one that ruined it? When did you actually ruin the surprise? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
Oh, I ruined the surprise.
What happened?
We were planning a 60th birthday party for my brother, but we all live in different states, so it was email back and forth. Well, my brothers use the same email address. One's Jim, one's John.
Oh.
And the only difference is John uses his middle initial. So my brother Jim was getting these emails, and he finally turned to his wife and said, I can't believe my family's planning a party and they didn't invite me.
That's funny.
Oh, man.
He was sad. He was hurt.
Those email addresses, though, they were just too close. Like, you should have used, like, I don't know, smoke signals or pigeons or something. Like, it's
right?
Just too dangerous.
Tana and Raven, when did you ruin the surprise party?
Well, it was my best friend's birthday recently, and she kept asking me, you know, if I have a surprise party coming up, please just tell me. I'm so nervous about it. She was afraid that she wasn't going to be, I don't know, properly dressed or properly reacting or whatever. And she kept asking me over and over and over and over again. And so finally, I just told her that, yes, her husband had planned a surprise party for her and, you know, what's happening. And we rehearsed being surprised over and over and over again so that she would have the proper reaction.
The person who's bringing that person, you don't also have to look surprised. If you're walking in with her, you're part of the plan. So your rehearsal is unnecessary. It's almost a giveaway, really, to the fact that she's a liar. But
if my best friend Danielle said, I need to know if I'm having the surprise party because I need to be properly dressed and I'll be upset if I'm not, I would tell her to. I know it sounds crazy, but she would be so mad at me if she walked in and she hadn't had her hair colored correctly. It wasn't blown out. She wasn't wearing the right outfit. She had all these people in this picture. I give you a lot of credit. I think I would have done the exact same thing, as unpopular as that is.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How did you ruin a surprise party?
Well, I thought my now brother-in-law was going to ask my sister to marry him, and I ruined the surprise. Like, I thought she knew it was coming. Like, they had a plan to, like, you know, go on this trip. And I was like, oh, it's happening, your first dinner and whatever. Cause I was like, oh, make sure you have a manicure because you're going to want to take a picture. And she was like, what? And I just thought she would have, I don't know, figured it out or whatever, but I'm still blamed for, like, blowing the biggest surprise of her life.
You didn't ruin a surprise party. You ruined an engagement.
I mean, when you say, hey, be ready for the first dinner, that's pretty specific.
Yeah.
I mean, not for nothing. I mean, you could have kept it a little bit more vague.
I guess, but her nails were a mess. Oh, she needed that manicure.
She's just looking out. She's a good sister. Not into surprise parties. But Raven's wife, Alicia, also not into them. That's why he threw her a semi-surprise party this weekend.
She could say she's into it, but then her control factors really come into it. I told you, she had to make the centerpieces for a room she didn't know how it would be decorated or how many people would be there. She's like, but they should probably look like this. And I'm like, okay, babe.
It's stressful, though, because when you're invited to a surprise party, like, you have to keep the secret. You don't want to be the one to blow it.
Mm.
But what happened when you were the one that blew it? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. You blew the surprise?
Well, my sister-in-law had planned this thing for like months, and we were all meeting at my brother. They have like their favorite Italian restaurant that they go to. And so my brother wasn't aware of it, and I was running late, get to the parking lot, and there's my brother pulling in. And he's like, hey, what are you doing here? And I was like, well, man, I had a hankering for tiramisu, and he wasn't buying any of it. And so anyway, I was like, listen, don't tell anybody because, your wife is going to kill me. And so he walks in and the first thing he says, he points a finger just like we were when we were kids. Tom blew it.
Oh,
right.
Oh,
that's so mean.
I mean, he doesn't think of it, but your sister-in-law is truly angry.
No, it was a reflex from our childhood.
Right.
He just was pointed right at me. Tom blew it. And everybody was like, Jesus, Tom.
Right.
And you'll have that label for the rest of your life.
It's one thing when you have to park like 6 miles away from the house. And you got to like, hi, you got to come in through the back door, all that. But then there's always the one person that thing that doesn't apply to them. And they park right in front of the house. And it's like, don't you think they're going to see your car? Or if it says be there by 6:30, mm-hmm. but you're pulling up at the exact same time that the person is going to roll up. Like, what are you doing?
Grandma says, oh, what do you mean I couldn't park in the driveway?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I'll park here. I could be here for any reason.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Did you ruin a surprise?
Well, years ago, my wife was making me a 50th surprise birthday party. I don't like surprises, but anyway, I started getting email alerts from my wife's credit card. Certain things were being charged. And then, how you use those things like Evite or one of those party invitation links? Slowly, I started getting confirmations so-and-so is coming to the party. Somehow, our accounts were linked. My wife's or my own, and she forgot to unlink my invitation.
Technology trips us up again.
This is the problem I have with my husband because all of our accounts are linked. So anytime I buy something for him for like a birthday or anniversary, he knows because like, it's like the same account,
Yeah, but I mean, he has to do that to keep you both out of trouble.
No one asked for your opinion, Raven.
And Raven, did you ruin the surprise or have your surprise ruined? What happened?
I ruined it. It was a birthday of mine. My sisters were planning something. They told me the date to not make plans for. So I immediately Googled what events were going on in the area and realized it was a Carrie Underwood concert. So when they came to pick me up, I walked out with a cowboy hat on. And they were freaking out. So they realized I kind of put the pieces together and kind of ruined it on them.
Well, either way, you got to go to the show.
So it all worked out.
Right.
Yeah. I like how you think because I would have done the exact same thing. You're like, oh, you wanted to be a surprise? Let me just research every single thing going on in the seat. I'll figure it out.
You guys are crazy people.
Where we're going.
See, that's what my wife would have done, though.
Yeah.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Julian and Tina. Tina, let's start with you. What's going on?
Yeah, so we have an 11-year-old son. I was putting away laundry, and I noticed something a little weird. He had, like, cut a hole in the bottom of his clothes dresser, and it was, like, filled with candy. He has, like a secret little candy stash that he'd, like, made, and anyway, I think we should, confront him about it because he doesn't need to be hiding stuff from us. But Julian, I don't know, seems to feel like maybe this is an opportunity. I don't know. I'll let him speak.
Julian, why wouldn't you just go to your son and say, hey, we found this stash. You cut a hole in the dresser. Like, what? Why wouldn't you say something to him?
I don't think it's a problem. I just figured he was just hiding candy, maybe toys. I mean, maybe he's a thief. I don't know. He's just being a little boy. You know, moving forward, maybe he's going to do more devious things with it. But I think that's just all part of, you know, a little boy becoming a man.
I don't think it's a problem. I just want to let him know that he doesn't need to hide stuff from us.
No, I don't think it's a big deal. I mean, he's just having his own private time, his own private place. But he'll develop that more as he gets older. So I don't understand what the problem is. I support my son. I hope that he can enjoy his own kind of privacy.
Tina, do you restrict how much candy he can have? Is that why he feels the need to hide it? Or is he hiding it from, like, his brothers and sisters?
Well, he doesn't have any siblings, so I don't know who he's hiding it from.
He's hiding it from you.
It's from us. Yeah, I mean, or from me, I guess, probably more. I don't know. I just think it'd be funny to bust the little guy for something, you know? Like, you don't need to keep secrets. Like, you know, if you want something, we'll provide it, but within reason.
I kind of get what you're saying, too, though, is that a certain level of privacy is something that you establish for yourself. So it's not all that bad that they would create an area of privacy for themselves if there's nothing dangerous in there or bad. It's not like he's diabetic or something like that. So, mm-hmm. you know, what's a bag of M&Ms really going to do? It's not the end of the world.
I'm just wondering.
Right, and it's also like we now that we know that's where he's hiding stuff, like we know he's hiding things. So now we can check on it. Now we don't have to tell him that his secret is not a secret. So you know it's there. I know it's there. We can check on it on the regular and make sure it is safe. I mean, but he should be allowed a little private secret.
All right, well, let's see what the audience has to say, because they may agree with you, Julian. What's the big deal? It's harmless. He cut a hole in the bottom of the dresser, and that's where he hides his Snicker bars. Like, it's kind of funny, and you guys know it's there. And who knows? Maybe he'll hide things there in the future. You'll have access to it and knowing that it exists. But they may see Tina's side, too. Yeah, he cut a hole in the furniture and he's hiding candy. Like, it's odd. And maybe just saying to him, why are you doing this? And why do you feel the need to hide this from us? Is a conversation you should have.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Raven and I are having a sidebar conversation mm-hmm. about the stashes that we've had. I never had a stash before. Did you have a stash growing up?
At least by junior high or high school, I did. So I hollowed out a couple books, right?
Really?
Yeah. I had a pair of like brass knuckles and one
like
I made, right? And then I don't even know what else I had. But I mean, I still have them all over my house now at this point. I forget about them at this point.
I think when I was their son's age, 11 years old, I think I would hide things like in shoe boxes. Mm-hmm. You know, but like love letters, not like this situation. Julian and Tina have an 11-year-old son, and Tina found that he like cut out the bottom of one of his dressers. He cut out the wood, and in there is where he's hiding all his candy. So Tina wants to confront him and be like, what are you doing? You can't do this. But Julian disagrees. He's like, why would we possibly rat him out?
Yeah, Dad thinks, hey, you know what? Everybody is entitled to a certain level of privacy. There's nothing dangerous in there right now. He says, if we don't say anything, we can keep an eye on this, right? We can see how the things that he's stashing develops or changes. And maybe in the future we'll have something to say. But he said that everybody deserves a certain bit of privacy. And this is their son's way of first establishing that.
Yeah, but I also... I would just keep checking it every week for the rest of my life until he was 27 years old and no longer living at home.
I'm not sure if that's fair either, yeah. though, to tell you the truth.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Your calls and a verdict are next. I think I have more stashes now as an adult than I ever did as a kid.
How many of them can you remember on a daily basis? Though,
I don't
right?
know. Every once in a while, I'll come across something. I'll be like, I forgot I put that there to hide it.
So what
know?
Is it, though? Is it like mementos? Is it cash? Is it like,
no,
what is it?
I, you know, there's some jewelry, but sometimes it's like random things. Mm. Like so, you know, when you get something that you don't know where it goes?
Right.
That's what I stash.
I don't think that's a stash. I think that's hoarding. But yes, I know what you mean. It feels the same way when you're an adult because we kind of have these things all over the place. You squirrel things away.
All right. Well, if you're just joining us, Julian and Tina have an 11-year-old son. And Tina found when she was going through his drawers and putting away his clothes that he cut out at the bottom of his dresser, his wooden dresser, he cut out a piece of it, the drawer, and he has his candy stashed in there. So she was like, Like, what is this? Like, we need to confront him and talk to him about it. But her husband, Julian, disagrees.
Yeah, Dad doesn't think it's a big deal. He says, listen, you know, it's candy in there, number one. He says, if we don't tell him, we can check back on this periodically and see basically, you know, how he's doing, what he's, you know, kind of stashing away, what's important to him at those moments. He's like, he's a young kid becoming an older young man, and he's just establishing some privacy for himself.
Yeah. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Couples court, whose side are you on?
I'm on Dad's side. Like, let the guy have his little thing. You know, it's not hurting anybody, and they also know where it is, so they can peek at it, and they don't need to make it a big confrontation conversation. You know? I mean, like, you expose that, you know about that. What, he's got to go dig another hole somewhere else.
And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. I don't think it's a problem for him to have a little bit of privacy. But I do think the bigger question is, how did the son cut the hole anyway? Why is he getting the tools to cut a hole in a wooden piece of furniture?
That's actually a really interesting point. I didn't even think about that.
Good question.
He could have hurt himself.
It's a serrated steak knife.
Yeah.
Right. That's dangerous.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. I have 4 kids of my own, and I don't think that they have ever chopped up some wooden furniture and swords and stuff.
Well, you better go check your dressers now.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
Definitely on the wife's side. Aren't we supposed to be tossing their rooms every once in a while anyway?
Yes, and we've just talked about this. Yeah, we talked about this not too long ago. They said you're supposed to search your teenager's rooms like once a month, which I thought was crazy.
The kid is 9. He's not a teenager.
He's 11. It's close enough.
All right.
Yeah.
He's 11. It's a jumping off point, man. I say toss the kid's room and find out if the candy stash is a decoy for something else.
A decoy.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Julian, our audience agreed with you. I think he's just probably creating some independence, and he finds this kind of to be a way for him to have his own secrets. And as long as it's just candy, then what's the big deal? And who knows? You can check there periodically every few weeks for the rest of his life until he goes to college, and who knows what you'll find.
Listen, there's going to be a time that you're going to need chocolate, and this could bail you out.
Chocolate's one thing. I mean, whatever he wants to do. There's nothing wrong with a guilty pleasure or a little bit of a secret, as long as it's not dangerous. Thank you, guys. Appreciate those of all the callers that agreed with me. I love my wife very much, and I hope that she can see this side of it.
Tina, you going to be all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I am. I don't know. I just like to keep. He's growing up so fast, and I want to keep the communication going. And you know, it kind of hurts my feelings if he's hiding stuff from me. But you know, that's okay. I kind of get it though. Like, I guess we can use this as a strategy for the future.
All right, if you have a problem too, send an email at couplescourt@annonraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $2,400 thanks to Discover Card. Real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. All right, Devin, you ready to play win this cash?
As ready as I'll ever be.
All right, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Hey, Raven, can you leave the room?
Sure, good luck, Devin.
All right.
Thank you. You too.
Raven's walking out of here. When that door closes, you can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in, ask them the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yep.
Number one, Jon Bon Jovi turned 60 years old this past week. Besides being an obvious music icon, he once had a reoccurring role on what 2002 TV series that starred Calista Flockhart? Time's up, Devin.
I can't even tell you.
That's okay. Number two, Disney Plus will launch a more affordable streaming service later this year that will have ads. What name does Woody have written on the bottom of his foot in Toy Story?
Andy.
Number three, who is the best-selling author of all time, only outsold by Shakespeare and the Bible? Hint, she wrote Murder on the Orient Express and Death on the Nile.
I want to say it was J.K. Rowling, but I feel like that's not right.
Number four, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry accepted an honor at the NAACP Image Awards. What is their daughter's name?
My name is Katie.
And number five, actress Shailene Woodley recently broke off her engagement to Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. On what 2008 ABC family television show did she star?
Cards.
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
That was terrible.
Oh, Devin didn't do good?
Devin only got one right.
Oh, not too good, Devin. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Jon Bon Jovi turned 60 years old this past week. Besides being an obvious music icon, he once had a recurring role on what 2002 TV series that starred Calista Flockhart?
He was on Ally McBeal.
Yes.
I watched that show, believe it or not.
Number two, Disney Plus will launch a more affordable streaming service later this year that will have ads. What name does Woody have written on the bottom of his foot in Toy Story?
Andy.
Yes. Number three, who is the best-selling author of all time, only outsold by Shakespeare and the Bible? Here's a hint. She wrote Murder on the Orient Express and Death on the Nile.
Agatha Christie?
Yes.
Oh, look at me with the guess. I actually want to see that movie.
Number four, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry accepted an honor at the NAACP Image Awards. What's their daughter's name?
Lilibet.
Yep. And number five, actor Shailene Woodley recently broke off her engagement to Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. On what 2008 ABC family television show did she star?
ABC television show. I'll just take a shot and say Modern Family, and I know I'm wrong.
Yeah, it's The Secret Life of the American Teenager.
I hear they're back together.
Yeah. I don't know if that's true, though, or they're just, I don't know. Maybe they're back together. I'm sorry, Devin. He beat you 4-1 today. That gets you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Awesome. Thank you. I can't beat Raven.
Well, thanks for trying, Devin. Hold on the line.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, bro. $2,500 tomorrow, Anna.
Yeah, that's the jackpot. Good luck to you to win it. And I want to thank Jen, Michelle, and Catherine. They all submitted questions at annaandraven.com. If you have one, too, that you think can stump Raven, submit it there.